The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
And the answer is true. Tucson is the derivative of Odom Chuck, C-U-K-S-O-N, Chuckson, meaning at the base of the Black Hill, referring to the basalt-covered hill. 90% of volcanic rock is basalt. Kind of give you a little history to Centennial Peak there. Tucson is featured this month as our staycation winner will be staying at Hacienda del Sol at the base of the Catalina foothills.
Couldn't ask for a prettier setting. It's like a little getaway right in the
You've stayed there. I've not.
Yeah, it's been a long while. Carol was a baby, but Dad and I stayed there, and it's just a charming historic spot.
It's on the National Historic Registry. So is Rito Park. Opened in 1943 and is the birthplace of quarter horse racing, as we learned last week when we interviewed Wendy Davis, who's the director of the racetrack industry program at the U of A.
Can I also mention Catalina Park right there?
Yeah, Catalina State Park.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. And then Sabina Canyon. And the train is back. They had.
You're jumping ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
You're jumping ahead.
Well, as long as we're talking about Tucson. Okay, I'll wait. Sorry.
We brought the park up today because it is the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby. The gates open at Rito Park at 8 o'clock this morning. Festivities start around 11. There's a Southern-style buffet that's available. Mint juleps and Bloody Marys, 5th annual hat contest, 4th annual necktie contest, including three categories for the bolo tie, the western and vintage tie, and then the flamboyant tie.
They don't cut them off, do they?
I don't know. I hope not.
Sounds like pretty fancy stuff.
Children 12 and under have events as well for those they can compete in their own class. And then racing parties are also on May 18th for the Preakness and June 8th for the Belmont Stakes.
Tis the season, huh?
Tis the season. The Arizona Downs are open again, and they have free admission up in Prescott Valley. Prizes and awards for best hats, best dressed couples, red carpet photos, performances by barbershop quartets. Doors open up there at 9. The performances start at 11. Best hat and dress contest is at 2. Admission is $40 for the Southern Fair Buffet and on the scenic third floor restaurant and bar.
Wow.
And, of course, Turf Paradise.
Of course. The big one.
Mm-hmm. Live music, barbecue tent, fashion contest, free inflatable bounce houses for the kids. And tomorrow on Sunday is their closing day, so they've got free admission to the grandstands. We're going to have Wendy Davis back on a couple times in between each one of these Triple Crown races to kind of give us the industry insider's preview. If you're not into racing...
Mr. Rat, I have a writ here says you're to stop eating Chenley's cornmeal forthwith. Now, it's a rat writ, writ for a rat, and this is lawful service of the same. See? Doesn't pay any attention to me.
You can go see the screening of the 50th anniversary of True Grit, the original John
50?
Wayne. 50.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that make you feel
yes.
young?
No. No.
How old do you feel now?
Pretty old. I was trying to explain to some girls the other day what those original cameras with the flash, the cube that turned, they had no idea.
Fathomevents.com. You can go there to find what where the screenings are. I found a couple in Tucson. I found a couple in Phoenix. Didn't find any in northern Arizona, but it's fathomevents.com. If you get to see old Duke on the screen one last time for the 50th anniversary of True Grit.
That should be a date with your grandpa. Yeah. Take him to see it.
Let's see. There was two dates on that, now that you mention it. May 5th, so it's Sunday, mm-hmm. and May 8th are the 2 days that they're doing that.
Oh, fun.
All right, well, we're joined in studio with Bob Broscheid, the director of Arizona State Parks, and Michelle Thompson, the director of everything else.
Just communications.
That's pretty important.
How's the Rockin' Ranch? That's an area of the state that I'm fairly familiar with. It sits inside Unit 21, mm-hmm. and I've been waiting for that one to open up. Are we going to see that one?
Yeah, with Rockin' River, and after the purchase, you know, that usually takes time to build infrastructure, open those parks. You're not the only one waiting. I know that for sure. But
I didn't say anything.
you know, as you start new parks or existing parks, you know, we try to, like I mentioned earlier in the show, is, you know, we try to fit in the community. We try to find those needs. We try to work with users to make sure we're providing whatever those resources are that they want to enjoy. And Rockin' River is a unique spot for sure. We've got some partnering we're going to do on that. I know typically what we'll do is we get a park, we create this master plan. It's really, what can the public expect when they get there? And then it also tells us how much it's going to cost. And we can relay that to the public and the legislature. So we've got a lot of work to do. We've got some conservation groups in the area. You know, there's some water rights we've got to hash out.
That's always a big one.
It's always a big one. And it takes time and mm-hmm. it takes a lot of persistence and compromise. A lot of the Native American tribes that have a stake or concerns in the area. So what I think when I got here in early February, and our folks have just said, yeah, Bob, this is kind of what we're running up against. It's not going to be just open it up and let everybody in. We're going to have to be smart about how we protect a lot of those resources at the same time as we're opening it up. So we are going to embark here real quick of kind of going back out to the community and start talking to them and making sure we're touching those stakeholders that either really, really happy or they're really concerned. And we're going to try to find that middle ground. So it's I'm not going to say it's a restart. I think it would be more like a refresh where we're making sure that we've got everybody with us as we go and that we're trying to touch as many of those buttons as we can.
Well, let's talk about where we can go then. When you go to Arizona State Parks and you find a park, you've got a number of options on top mm-hmm. that kind of help you select your trip from cabins, campsites, hiking trail, biking trails, horse trails, historical and archaeological. Here's the three we want to focus on for the summer: swimming, fishing, and boating.
Yeah. Well, you guys were here in the winter. We got a lot of rain. Almost to the point of pulling us out of the drought conditions in one fell swoop. And what that does is it raises the water levels in the reservoirs, obviously. Fishing is going to be phenomenal at state parks. For you fishermen, know when you get that new lake effect, when water goes higher levels, new habitat, fish grow like crazy. We're seeing fish coming out of places like Buckskin and Alamo that, boy, it's kind of like those quail years, right? This is one of those. So I would say really any park that has water is, one, you cool off, but two, the fishing and the boating. Reservoir levels go up, you have more space for boating. You have all of those water-related activities, I think, that are going to be incredible. And as I got back, one of the first few parks I've been to is up in Lake Havasu. I cannot believe the economic growth that's going on in Havasu with the races and the opportunities. And we have the Havasu Riviera coming online. This is really going to put Havasu on the map more than it already is. And so anything related to outdoors, boating, and recreation is...
And more the way they want to be than just the old place that MTV Spring yeah. Break used to be.
Yes, and they're doing it very thoughtfully, very strategically, very expensive. But I was just shocked how they really grabbed that, like you said, getting away from the spring break, and they're really trying to appeal to the boaters and the recreationists up there and using that as the economic engine that's going to drive that community.
That's actually the destination of our staycation for next month that listeners can enter to win right now at rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz. But let's go through. You've got five state parks on the Colorado River, starting at Lake Havasu, moving south from there. You've got the Havasu Riviera. What's the difference between those two?
The Havasu Riviera is going to be more focused on sort of the marina-based concessionaire. We're working with a private concessionaire right now to develop that out. Boat ramps, slips, restaurants, bars and breweries, those kind of things.
And is that the strip that's channeled out in Lake Havasu that the London Bridge goes over?
It's just south of that London Bridge, I believe. And so it's a small piece of state park. They're going to develop a piece of it, and then we've got some pieces right along the highway right there. And the city has been developing the housing development that's going to go in the same in that area. They paved. All the utilities are already in the ground. It's just – it's really phenomenal.
And then you've got Cattail Cove farther south.
Mm-hmm.
And continuing on down the road, you've got River Island State Park as well as the Buckskin Mountain State Park that was recently featured by Roger Naylor in one of his articles.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I see all these folks that are out fishing right now. Buckskin is really bringing in some big, big fish.
Now, if you don't want to go that far to the river, you want to fish more inland, mm-hmm. you've got Alamo Lake just off to the east of that. And they've got some big fish at Alamo.
Big fish, they're, yes.
That's one of those kind of hidden gems because it's far enough. A lot of people, mm-hmm. Let's just go to Pleasant or let's just go to mm-hmm. Saguaro. A lot of people don't want to put in the drive to Alamo. You put in the drive to Alamo, it can pay off.
Absolutely. And it's a big lake. Yeah, there's lots of room out there. Alamo's just one of those, like you said, it's just far enough that it kind of weeds out the day trippers. But you get to Alamo, we've got the facilities, the concessions up there that if you want to stay the night or stay the weekend or make it a three-day weekend, we've got it for you.
Yeah, we have cabins and campsites, so you can hang out and catch as many fish as you want.
Yep.
And another big lake on the completely opposite side of the state is Lyman Lake State Park. Mm-hmm. That's another gem I don't think a lot of people even have ventured to.
No, and that's the water levels. I think Michelle was just recently up there and got to see it. But, yeah, the water levels come up. Good snowpack, and it's really, I think some of the facilities, they're not the top, but it's I think you're right. It's a hidden gem that a lot of people are starting to figure out, and I believe the fishing was really good, Michelle. How was
it? Yeah, the fishing was really good. They're making a lot of upgrades to the facilities. It has cabins there, too, and we actually got to stay on a cabin. You wake up, you're right on the lake. You can see the sun coming up. It's gorgeous. It was my first trip up there, and I was really amazed at how gorgeous that place was. And then it was earlier in April when we were there, and it snowed the next day. So I got to enjoy all seasons at Lyman Lake, and I think it's worth the trip. People think that it's far away. I think it's worth every minute of the drive that you take to get up there. It's a really, really fun place to be.
We camped on the shore for three consecutive weeks, probably 25 years ago, maybe even 30 years ago, and we fished the whole time, and that's the only time that I can remember where I caught a fish in Arizona every single day I tried.
Wow.
Yeah, and there are no motor size restrictions for boats on that lake because it's such big. A big lake. You can have mm-hmm. whatever you want, and they said wakeboarding is becoming a really popular thing there. They're having a lot of people come out and try that. So we're gonna encourage people to wakeboard up at Lyman Lake.
Wetsuit comes to mind.
Yes. Several
cold,
of them.
Cold white mountain water coming in. Ooh, a couple day trips for water. You, of course, have Slide Rock. There's the Verde Valley Greenway National Natural Area. I was going to say Rockin' River, but that one's not quite open yet. It is on the website, but it's not open mm-hmm. yet. So make sure you do check open dates on all these. And Tonto Natural Bridge State Park, we've got a few in southern Arizona that we'll hit after this.